My guest at this time is Dr. Jerome Corsi. He is the author of numerous bestsellers. His most recent work is Partners in Crime. It's about Bill and Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. Jerry is also a senior staff writer at WND.com. He joins me now to shed some light on what the FBI is looking at in these emails found on the computer shared by top Clinton aide Huma Abedin and her estranged husband, former New York Congressman Anthony Weiner. And Dr. Corsi, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, it's great to be with you, and looking forward to it, Greg. Thank you.
Well, based on discoveries from Judicial Watch, you actually reported back in August that Huma Abedin was sending sensitive government information to her private account, essentially forwarding emails there. Why do you think it took the FBI another 2 months to look into this or at least admit that they had this?
Well, I think from the very – see, I realized in August I was, you know, doing the research on Abedin's emails. It was the Harvard Club really just, you know, looking it over, and it hit me. So wait a minute, she just forwarded that email to herself. And I said, well, why would she do that? And then I started looking, and I realized that she had, you know, there were about 300 emails here in what had been released by Judicial Watch, and I realized 200 of them she forwarded it to herself. And at first I didn't know what the account was because it was redacted. The second part of it, you know, she had Huma M. Abedin, and the rest redacted, and that was the only time she referred to herself in the, you know, Huma M. Abedin. I guess the middle initial. And then one time in this batch, whoever prepared them at the State Department did not redact Yahoo.com. And I realized it fit in, and, you know, bingo, there it went. Now, as soon as I had that, I realized that she was sending classified State Department emails, many of them, offline to Yahoo, which is completely insecure. And she was sending both emails she received at state.gov and emails she received at clintonemail.gov, the private server, and that Hillary was sending emails from clintonemail.gov to Huma Abedin at yahoo.gov. So they were both involved, and they completely compromised the State Department security because anybody that had the password or username could read in unredacted form all these emails in real time. I was shocked because that's obviously a crime. That's obviously a major felony in violation of federal security laws for handling classified information. You can't do that.
Jerry, do we know what the classification was on these emails? Do we know that there was classified material?
Yes, some of them that I found and published had been marked classified by the State Department. Now, one in particular, I remember it was a Sid Blumenthal email that came to Hillary, and she sent it to Huma, and Huma sent it to herself. And the State Department marked it classified. They did that retroactively afterwards, but it still should have been known to be classified by Hillary because there's rules where documents don't have to be marked classified to be classified when you're at her level. But yet subsequently it was marked classified, and then many of the documents they forwarded to Yahoo.com had redacted material on them, and the document had 90% of the document was gone. And I knew that that was sensitive material the State Department still didn't want read. Now, that's completely a violation, and what, you know, I set out to do, I really made an effort. I thought we could very clearly get Yahoo to tell us if there were any foreign IP addresses who would access the account with username and password access. And, of course, we couldn't find anybody with standing to sue, and so basically the idea kept being kicked around and said, look, if they went to all this trouble, if Huma went to all this trouble to offload all these emails, you know, that I know about, these Huma Abedin to statedepartment.gov or clintonemail.com to her Yahoo account, that she probably didn't use a State Department or a device. She probably used somebody else's device. And, you know, I used my wife's iPad that was hers when we bought it. I'm using it now. I said, well, you know, she's married to Weiner, and we kept thinking about it. And he said, well, you know, Weiner is a sex pervert, so I doubt if he stopped. Go see who he's currently sexting. And we've kind of kicked that idea around. And the way it developed, it was really the FBI and the New York police department that decided to go knock on Wiener's door with a search warrant. And once they found the computer, the emails, well, they knew they had a case. And this way, see, they didn't have to go get permission, which they never would have been given by Comey or Loretta Lynch, to continue investigating the Clinton emails. But investigating a pervert sexting underage girls on the Internet, FBI and New York Police Department do every day and don't need any special permission to investigate. And I think that's really important to understand, that this is a development that came largely because we figured out the Yahoo account and that the Clintons and Humo were moving emails offline, and I suspect they were moving them offline for typical Clinton reasons, and that is pay for play, sell access to these emails and make money on them. Why else would you, you know, now we know what, 600,000 some emails, why would you go to the problem of downloading and offloading from the State Department computer that many emails when, if you were trying to follow the rules, you could just read them at the State Department?
We're talking with Jerry Corsi. His book is Partners in Crime. And, Jerry, just to clarify real briefly before we move on to a couple other things, you mentioned in passing that Hillary Clinton sending things directly to Huma Abedin's private account, Huma Abedin forwarding things from her government account to her private account, are clearly violations of the law. Briefly explain why that's so clear.
Well, because, you see, the rules for handling classified material is you've got to handle them on secure channels. You can't let them go on an insecure channel. And clearly, Yahoo.com, sending these emails to Yahoo.com, and we know some of them had classified material because they've been marked classified, is a violation of the law. And it doesn't require intent. I mean, think about the cases we know about, these, you know, Navy officer who's spending a year in jail because he photographed a secure part of a submarine and never sent the pictures to anybody. I mean, these are the, you know, rules are written so that the only way that Clinton and Abedin could have avoided problems was if they never created a private email server in the first place, and certainly not sending the emails to Yahoo.com. And once that was known, I mean, this is such an obvious violation of law and perhaps leading to an espionage case or a treason case, that when presented to Comey, he really had no alternative than to go forward. And with the NYPD in on it, in addition to the Department of Justice in New York, there's no way to contain the case by just saying you're not allowed to pursue it from the FBI's point of view. New York Police Department said, well, we'll pursue it.
Jerry, one last topic here. There's, of course, been a steady stream of John Podesta-related emails coming out from WikiLeaks and from the batch released on November 1st. There's an exchange involving John Podesta and Cheryl Mills. John Podesta writes, late in the evening on Monday, March 2nd, 2015, on another matter, and not to sound like Lanny, but we are going to have to dump all those emails, so better to do sooner than later. There's no reference, obviously, to whose emails they are or which emails he's talking about, but people looking at the calendar point out that that's the same day the first reports came out that there would be a congressional subpoena for some of those emails, and that subpoena would come on the 4th. What's your read on that, and how much can we actually glean from those couple sentences?
Well, I think the fact is that they weren't all released, and in fact, we know some of them were destroyed, and that, you know, Podesta may have been writing a CYA kind of email, but he certainly did not follow through to make sure that recommendation was followed. And, you know, you've got Podesta in a very compromised position because other WikiLeaks show that Podesta was getting paid by a mafia Russian bank. You know, I've identified it in the reporting I've done, and on this Jolie stock that he was holding in a company. Ultimately, the parent is in Netherlands, and it shows up in the Panama Papers as one of the companies the Russian mafia uses to launder money. And the stock through Jolie that Podesta got, he, you know, created a shell company called Leonides after some island or something in Greece, and he shuffled the stock off to his daughter in California in an obvious attempt to hide that he owned it and didn't report it to the government. mean, so you've got some crimes being committed here on all sides, and I think that Podesta knows that his position now getting seriously investigated in this email scandal is going to show up as part of the inurement scheme, get-rich scheme, which I point out in Partners in Crime, my book, permeated the Clinton Foundation and everybody who was affiliated with it. Like Doug Band pointed out in his email about Teneo, the related consulting company, the Clinton was, we found out, making $66 million, went over 10 years, $100 million in total, that nobody knew about outside of the foundation through shell companies that I've written about, like WJC LLC in Delaware, which has yet to get a financial reporting. It was a pass-through bank account that Clinton had, and evidently Hillary had one too. And we don't know what they used it for, but those are the kinds of accounts money launderers use, zero balance at the start, zero balance at the end of the cycle, and they don't ever show up anywhere because they're just moving money through those accounts, so it's harder to trace where it came from or where it went to. I mean, this is a crime scheme that stinks, and now I think the WikiLeaks and this cache of 600,000 emails from the State Department, plus the other documentation we've gotten over time, I think this is going to be a scandal that is the biggest scandal in U.S. history, and it's just about to break.
Jerry, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
My great pleasure, and there'll be more to come on Partners in Crime, the book, and I look forward to coming back.
Very good, sir. Dr. Jerome Corsi, author of numerous bestsellers, most recently Partners in Crime. He is also senior staff writer at WND.com. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.